So the Torah tells us, "V'yom Hashmini imo b'sar alah," so that the mitzvah of Bris Milah, we know, is done usually on day 8. So, and if you have a natural baby, healthy baby, so that's when we do the Bris. And the Chazal tells us, "V'yom afilu b'Shabbos," that even if it's Yom Kippur, it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, there's no day of the year that if you have an 8-day-old baby that's ready for a Bris Milah, so then you always do a Bris. The question is, what happens if the baby isn't ready on day 8? So, and the first day possible is day 9, 10, 12, 15, any other day besides day 8 is the same halacha, because the day 8 is a Milah Bizmana, is a Milah in its appropriate time. Any other day is a Milah Shelo Bizmana. So the halacha is, so then one would not do a Bris on Shabbos. The only time we do a Bris on Shabbos, if it's day 8 and a healthy baby. But if it's day 9 or 12 or 15, and the first day the baby is able to do the Bris, happens to be on a Shabbos, so we would not do the Bris. We push it off until Sunday. What about Yontif? Let's say it's 9. We know Shabbos is usually stricter than Yontif in many areas. So let's say, so clearly you do a Milah Bizmana on Yontif. What about a Milah Shelo Bizmana? Is Yontif also like Shabbos, that if it's the first day of Pesach or Shavuos, would you do a Bris? And Halach is as well, a Milah Shelo Bizmana one would not do on Yontif as well. In fact, the Mishnah, we don't do it on Yontif as well. The Mishnah talks about, what about on Rosh Hashanah? So Rosh Hashanah, we happen not to do it on both days. There's 2 days Rosh Hashanah even in Israel. And therefore, whatever Yom Arichta, whatever the reasons are, so all agree that you would not do a Bris even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But what about Yontif Sheni, a regular Yontif Sheni, Pesach, Sukkot, or Shavuos? So then that's the debate among the Rishonim, Rambam and the Rush. Will we do a Bris, a Milah Shelo Bizmana, on Yontif Sheni? What's the Nekudas? What's the issue? Why would you? Why wouldn't you? So it could depend on the debate regarding what is the nature of the din of why do we have Pesach Sheni? Is Pesach Sheni a Takana Durabanan? Is it a rabbinic institution? Or is it a Minig Avoseinu B'Yadeichem? It's a discussion in the Gemara whether it's just a Minig. It's a custom to keep the second, either way we have to keep the second day. But is it because of Minhag, or is it because it's a real Takana, the rabbis instituted, you have to keep Yontif Sheni? So it could be, so that would be the issue, because even though a Milah Bizmana, a Milah on day 8 is the ultimate mitzvah, but obviously a Milah Shelo Bizmana is also a mitzvah in our Torah. Whenever you do the Bris Milah, so you'd get the mitzvah. So therefore, the Milah Shelo Bizmana is a mitzvah that would overtake a custom of just not doing something. So if you hold Yontif Sheni is only a minhag, then one would argue that you would do a Bris on Yontif Sheni. Perhaps if it's a Takana Drabana, we know that Yesh Koach B'Yad Chachamim La'Kor Dvar Torah B'Shevi Atas, the Chachamim have the power to tell you, you know, not to do a mitzvah. So it's a machokas we've shown him, and it's a debate among the poskim as well. I think the minig is as well that on even on Yontif Sheni of a regular day, so the minig seems to be that you wouldn't do a bris either. Rabbi Chananya Menachasha Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakas as the show of Yigam Tam Ritzel Shanam Anai Chaveit Suman Sidko Yaldil Karabi Yadir.